It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for October 24th of 2025. As the Trump MAGA Republican shutdown marches along, we have to acknowledge why they are shutting down the government. It's to protect not only their dear leader Trump, but it's also to protect the corporate authoritarian donor class. Let me explain. Catherine Daly from Michigan Advance released a scary story this morning detailing how working class Michiganders are about to feel more pain than the pain they're already dealing with on a daily basis. You see, the Trump regime's agriculture department instructed the state of Michigan and other states across the nation to cease SNAP benefit payments in November thanks to the regime's government shutdown. Around 1.4 million Michiganders received the food assistance program. That's 13% of the state. Of that 13% number, 43% are families with children, and 36% of that number are families with elderly members. Now, remember those numbers the next time congressional MAGA Michigan Republicans like Lisa McClain or John James or Tom Barrett say they're pro-life. By the way, around 42 million Americans rely on SNAP benefits. And as Catherine Daly's story described, hundreds of thousands of Michiganders are now receiving alerts on their phones, notifying them that their benefits won't be available to them because of the federal government shutdown, a shutdown of the Trump regime's and the MAGA congressional majority's making. Now, why is the Trump regime and the MAGA majority in Congress choosing to inflict even more pain on the working class than they already have? I mean, let's not forget how they passed to already cut SNAP benefits, Medicaid, and rural hospitals last summer. They're keeping the government shut down because Dear Leader doesn't want the Epstein files being released. Last month, Adelita Grijalva won a special election congressional race for the Democrats in Arizona, but creepy House Speaker Mike Johnson refuses to allow Grijalva to take office and won't administer the oath of office to her, meaning her constituents have no representation. Even more, she represents a key vote to release the thousands and thousands of documents pertaining to the deceased child sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. Grijalva will be the 218th signature to demand those files be released. But MAGA Republicans would rather keep the government closed than releasing those files. And to be fair, there are a few congressional Republicans who will vote in favor to have those files released. None of them from Michigan, of course. The MAGA Republican leadership knows damn well they could just vote to forego the Senate filibuster and pass their budget without any Democratic support. They've done it before, but they won't do it now. Congressional Democrats have made just two demands to get their votes to pass this budget resolution. One of those demands, restoring some of the MAGA Republican Medicaid cuts, and the other is to extend and expand Obamacare subsidies, both demands that will help a struggling working class that continues to deal with rising inflation, which jumped another 3% this past month. And even some MAGA Republicans in Congress like Marjorie Taylor Greene are calling on their leadership to accept those demands to help her working class constituents. But MAGA Republicans would rather protect Dear Leader and the billionaire donor class and instead inflict pain on the working class. Because you see, those Epstein files will contain some big, powerful names. Names from both sides of the aisle and names of corporate authoritarians who all palled around with and were tacitly complicit in Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking ring. Now, some MAGA officials and influencers keep insisting the files will damage Democrats such as Bill Clinton. We progressives do not care. If Bill Clinton is in those files, he will go down as he should. That's the difference between progressives and MAGA. MAGA is protecting their dear leader and the billionaire donor class by covering up child rape. And in order to keep the cover-up going, MAGA Republicans and the Trump regime are more than happy to inflict more pain on the working class. That is disgusting. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions and take the battle to them.